What's up, guys? Thanks for your continued support here on Patreon. Thanks for being a patron of the Double Dropkick Show. Just a few things I want to touch on this week. It was an interesting weekend. First, let's talk about the title pictures here in South Carolina. First, I want to talk about APW. I may have mentioned this before. I've hit on this before. Last week, as you know, I recorded behind the scenes before I did the regular show. And I regretted that afterwards because I didn't realize till I recorded that Zuka King wasn't going to be at APW. And I just have to say, I really like William. I think APW has put on great shows. But when you have two of your shows in a row, where one show, your tag team champions are appearing an hour down the road at another promotion, and your heavyweight champion doesn't defend the title that night, and then the next show, none of your champions, Billy Brash, the Carolinas champion, he's not there. Zuka King, your heavyweight champion, he's not there. Your tag team champions, the Jim Nasty Boys, they're not there. What in the world is going on? Like, at some point, if your champions aren't appearing on your card, out of sight, out of mind, people are going to stop caring. And I know at the end of last year, and really, I think I've been to three APW shows. Two of the three were standing room only. But this year, it seems the crowds have been down from eyewitness reports. Some of the shows have been down. I think a lot of that has to do with a change in talent. They've brought in some new guys this year. I don't know that there's been a lot of cohesion in their storylines. And certainly, if you've got three titles, in my opinion, at least one title should be defended every single show. But here we are at the end of May. So APW would have run two shows a month. So let's say they've run 10 shows. The heavyweight title has not been defended once in 10 shows, 5 months. Tag team titles have only been defended once or twice. They had several non-title matches. I know Billy Brash was doing his challenge that he was putting out there. I know he missed a show being out at the New Japan Dojo. I'm just saying, if you're going to have titles, they have to be the centerpiece of what you're trying to do, in my opinion. If the titles don't matter, then what really matters if that's going to be the focal point of your promotion? And I feel like especially for a promotion that runs every 2 weeks, you got to have them on there. Your champions have to be there. Like, you've got to talk to your champions and say, hey, you're the heavyweight champion. You're going to be here. If you're not going to be here, we're going to pick somebody else to be our champion. And I'd rather put the title on a guy who maybe is, you know, maybe not a main event talent, but at least he's going to be there. Find somebody who's loyal. I think I talked about this before, that, man, there's a lot of guys who are champions simply because they're loyal, simply because they're dependable and they can be counted on. I want to talk about Golden Corner Wrestling. Golden Corner Wrestling, again, this was their second show of the year. I talked about it behind the scenes. There was a little bit, I don't want to call it a falling out. When the Old Crow Pro show was happening, that was put on by Jackson James, he was going through Mike Worsham to get a permit, and things kind of went south on that. and just waiting on paperwork and things like that. But there was just definitely a break in that relationship. And so the decision was made to take the title off of Jackson James. So going into Saturday, the talk most of the day was, okay, we're going to do a tournament in the fall, and or maybe we're going to do a battle royal. But they were looking at maybe August or September doing that. As the show grew closer, word came from the back that now, and again, they had one match that completely got canceled. There was a death in the family. It was a father and a son that were going to wrestle each other, and they weren't able to be there. So some things were moved around. And in the process, we got this great match between BJ Hancock and Josie Quinn. And so as we got ready for the show, word came out, hey, this is going to be for the title, thinking the title's vacant and the winner of this match is going to be the champion. However, BJ comes out, he's got the title. And he is announced as the champion. So, listen, you're a promoter. You can do whatever you want to. All I ask is that what you do makes sense. And there's been multiple times. Again, I love Mike. Love Golden Corner. Man, it's got a special place in my heart. They do. I mean, you're gonna get fed well. You're gonna get taken care of. You're gonna get paid. You never have to worry about money with those guys. I know that, you know, the booking is sometimes questionable. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people personally. I'm talking about booking decisions, which at the end of the day, you know, our life's not gonna be judged on our booking decisions. But I just want things to make sense. And there's been a lot, I know, especially with their tag team titles. At one point, the Golden Corner tag team titles were held by, if you follow their shows, it was held by three different teams. Golden Corner tag team titles were won by the Rock and Roll Express a year ago at Seneca Fest. They defeated AWOL. So the tag team titles hadn't been defended in a year. And in this match, Friday, tag team titles nowhere to be seen. So it's just kind of like, it's things like that that are just mind-boggling to me. It's just make things matter. Make things make sense. There's a way to do things. But I do think there's this old-school mentality. I remember asking Mark this one time. Mark and I went to a little outlaw show here close by. I said, wait a minute, this dude was the champion last week. This don't make sense. And Mark just said, it's not supposed to make sense. It's like, this is independent wrestling. And I do think that's the old school mentality. And a lot of promotions operate like that. That's just not my cup of tea. I want things to make sense. I want things to be a little bit linear. So Saturday night, there's just no explanation. BJ Hancock just comes out with a title. I know eventually in the fall, AWOL will be announced as the tag team champions, like nothing ever happened. And listen, don't get me wrong. I've said it before. I mean, if there's a list of if you give me a handful of guys that I would want to put my promotion's title on, BJ Hancock's near the top of that list. Because he can have a good match with anybody. He gets great heat. He's an accomplished worker. And he's believable as a champion. Had a great U.S. title run in Battle Zone. Had a great run with Golden Corner as their champion. And I know he's been champion in multiple other promotions. Speaking of which, again, you talk about continuity. The December show, I went to an OSCW. BJ Hancock won a number one contenders match for the OSCW heavyweight title held by Tracer X. Sorry, guys, it's getting windy, so if you're hearing the wind, I apologize. It is crazy out here. But, again, we're 5 months later. OSCW heavyweight title has not been defended through 5 months. Tag team titles haven't been defended in 5 months. Intercontinental title only defended once. I know there were some scheduling conflicts with PWX that are being worked out. I know they're trying to work a little bit better. And here's the thing: like, I would love to see all the Carolinas promotions get on the same page and say, all right, you know, let's get our dates figured out. Let's try not. I mean, Friday night. I mean, APW Chester runs every 2 weeks, so it is what it is. Golden Corner ran because it's, you know, Seneca Fest is a yearly event. Pro Wrestling Turbo was originally scheduled for May 18th, pushed back because of PWX Pure. So I get that. I mean, sometimes it's just unavoidable. Things happen. But the more that people can schedule around each other, to me, the better. I'm hoping that the second half of the year will be better than the first half of the year. And I think it will be, because you got now you're going to have many more shows the second half of the year than you did the first half of the year. Because now Turbo is going to be running, Golden Corner is going to be running more, Battle Zone is going to be running more, hoping to hear back from 3 Count. Hopefully they're running more. So hopefully all this stuff, you know, gets worked out. And I know that I'm a nerd. I know in the grand scheme of things, none of this matters. And I might be the only person that cares about all of this. Maybe it doesn't matter to anybody else, and that's fine. But I know I'm blowing all of this out of proportion, again, in the grand scheme of things. But I believe I want Carolina wrestling to be as good as it can be. And I feel like it is good. It is at its best when things make sense and titles mean something. Let me tell you a little bit about an injury. Saturday night there was a benefit show in Forest City. BB Naturally suffered a knee injury. I am not sure the extent of this knee injury. He had actually taken a booking Saturday night at another promotion besides EWF. I believe it was Tri-State Championship Wrestling. Not sure if he's going to be able to fulfill that commitment now. And you've got BB Naturally coming off a good title run. Lots of good title defenses. Got cheated out of the title. So he's still going to be in that title picture, I would think. He's still one of the most over wrestlers and most popular wrestlers for EWF, maybe second only to Big Country. But it's going to be interesting to see where BB Naturally goes from here. Is this a serious injury that's going to keep him out for an extended period of time? And if so, is he going to be able to bounce back from that? Not just the injury, but be able to come back and get his momentum. This is a young man, very, very green in the business. He needs all the matches he can get, but it's going to be interesting. I mean, his success in EWF has opened up doors for him in other promotions. But if I were him, if I were advising him, I would say EWF is. You need to ride that wave until, you know, I think you ride that wave in EWF until a heel turn makes sense, and then you do that, and then you turn back to babyface. I mean, that's how things work. Or maybe you do the heel turn, do that for a while, leave for a little bit, though that's hard to do in independent wrestling. Come back, get a big baby face pop. Who knows? But it's going to be interesting to see where he goes from there. Friday night, went with Mike Worsham. We were getting the barbecue for the wrestlers, for the crew. We came back. We're taking it into the locker room. And there's Ricky Morton. He's the only person in there. And Ricky Morton is over at the table signing all the posters. Most wrestling shows, they're going to print posters. They're going to use them for giveaways. They're going to give them to sponsors, the signed posters. And Ricky Morton's just over there doing it. Nobody told him to do it. He knows what he's there to do. He's signing all those posters. He's signing the waiver. He's just taking care of business. He's there early. He's taking care of business. He's greeting people. And then I noticed something. I went and was looking because Golden Corner sells some of these posters from past shows. They use them for giveaways. And I noticed the Seneca Fest show from last year. And it's a beautiful poster. It may be one of my favorite posters just because of the look of it. And I looked at this poster. And again, like I said, just a beautiful poster. And it is signed by everybody on the card. It's signed by the referees. It's signed by the Rock and Roll Express Hall of Famers. It's signed by John Schuyler. It's signed by everybody except for one person. And I looked and I said, well, maybe he just didn't sign this one. And I looked through the stack. And Jackson James had not signed any of these posters. And at the time, he's the Golden Corner heavyweight champion. Hadn't signed any of the posters. But yet, Ricky Morton knows when he's brought in, when he's paid a certain amount of money, he knows that's part of the deal. Jackson James, from what I've heard, his objection is, if I sign these posters, I'm costing myself money. And I would say, by you not signing that poster, you've cost yourself money because now you're not getting booked in this promotion. Now you're not the heavyweight champion there anymore. So if you are a wrestler, you're being brought in, just do whatever's asked. If you're asked to help set up a ring, set up a ring. If you're asked to help carry in some bottled water, help bring the bottled water. If you're asked to sign a poster. If you're asked to do a podcast interview, within reason, not like a 3-hour interview, do it. If you're asked to sit down for a network show, like 20-minute time limit, you do it. All these things are just trying to get you exposure. For the most part, not trying to take advantage of you. And I was just blown away by, again, Ricky Morton knows what he's there to do. Just does it. Doesn't have to be asked. It's automatic. And I think there's a lesson to be learned there for a lot of young wrestlers. So when I'm done recording this for the $5 patrons, it'll be on the Patreon website. Just for our $5 patrons, I'm just going to talk to you about the biggest surprise so far of 2018 to me. I mentioned I'm going to be down at Viral Pro Wrestling on June the 9th. Looking forward to checking out my first show down there. Heard a lot of good things. Looking forward to hanging out with Joe Brown. And he's talked this promotion up a lot. They've got some great matches coming up down there. I'm hoping to get some time with Bob Keller, interview him about WrestleForce and what's coming up with it. I think they're going to be heading back full steam in the fall, which is really, really exciting to me. I know they've got a September date already picked out, so I'm really excited about that. So message me, Facebook, or post in the patrons group. Let me know what shows you're going to be hitting up in June. Like I said, June is going to be a crazy month. I got back-to-back weeks of camp up at Table Rock. and then a show every weekend, which is going to be pretty crazy. So I will probably sleep in July if I get a chance. So, hey, once again, thank you so much for all of your support. $5 patrons, go ahead. Getting ready to upload some audio for you guys. We'll see you guys soon.